Hello, this is Joseph from Japan Pod Show with an update, a summary of the incredible climb of Mount Fuji to see the solar eclipse. And this first went out on the MetPod, www.metpod.com. Okay, so as you know, a team of myself and four intrepid Twitter friends set out at 10 p.m. on the 21st of July to conquer the 3,776-metre jewel of Japan. Our aim was to reach the summit for the sunrise and then stay to witness the historic solar eclipse. Not only this, but the whole thing was to be live-streamed using a MacBook connected to a very special temporary 3G phone network set up by NTT Docomo only days beforehand. And you know what? We did it. But making history is not easy, and boy oh boy, were there times when we thought we weren't going to make it. As we reached 3,400 metres, the weather closed in, with torrential rain and fierce winds battling to sweep us off the slopes. In the bitter cold, there was nothing we could do but focus on the next step, and the next, until finally at 4:30 a.m. we reached the relative safety of a packed mountain hut on the summit. Once in there, out came the MacBook with built-in webcam, and so began the first ever live streaming broadcast over the 3G network from the summit of Mount Fuji. It was an historical moment for the Japanese tech scene. But things did not look good. We were warned that the storm was only going to worsen and we should get down as soon as possible. Disappointed, we packed up our computer, 9 cameras and multiple spare batteries and began the long descent. But wait! Reaching a mountain hut some 45 minutes later, we looked back up and lo and behold, the skies had cleared. Ordinarily, the sheer exhaustion would have prevented us from doing anything but sigh at the irony of the situation, but the weight of responsibility we felt towards our streaming web audience soon banished such thoughts from our minds. Two of us turned back and climbed Mount Fuji for the second time that day. What followed as we staggered back towards the vending machines and the highest toilets in the land was incredible. As the solar eclipse began, so our new friends from the mountain huts emerged, heads turned skywards. Every time there was a break in the cloud, everyone around us would scream, "Wow, sugoi!" as a beautiful moon-shaped sun beamed down at us. We had our professional welding glasses to protect our eyes. Others experimented with partially transparent black trash bags over their heads. The MacBook was back out now and reconnected to the temporary 3G network. We launched our streaming web software and word spread like wildfire via Twitter. Within 20 minutes, hundreds of people had tuned in to watch. We put a pair of eclipse glasses on the built-in camera and pointed it skywards. Yes, we broadcast the eclipse live from Mount Fuji. Unfortunately, the second MacBook battery died on us before we had a chance to perform The Sound of Music or read the haiku that had been submitted by listeners. And when we did try to descend into the crater, the 3G signal suddenly failed, leaving viewers with the impression that we'd fallen in. Eclipse in the bag, an hour later, we began our second descent. It was long and exhausting, but in our minds was the fact that we had made history. It was all worth it. But ladies and gentlemen, this is just the beginning. The pace of wireless development here in Japan means that within 5 years we will all be walking around with live streaming sunglasses. Well, in fact, they're actually on the market now. You will be able to experience everything in life from the comfort of your web-enabled 50-inch solar-powered flat-screen TV. You will be able to climb Mount Fuji every day with just a couple of mouse clips. Your energy being redirected to more important tasks, such as cleaning the rubbish out from between the keys on your keyboard. Well, that's it for this week. I'm going to be releasing another Japan Pod short very shortly, next week perhaps, shortly. So thank you ever so much for listening. And do tune into japanpodshow.com, where we have our circus special out. All right, goodbye from Tokyo.